This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Nepali New Year 2082 Bikram Sambat celebrated across home and abroad with fanfare, exchanging greetings and enjoying delicacies. More than 200 climbers take Mount Everest climbing permits so far for this spring season. Department of Industry approves foreign investment worth about 58 billion rupees for current fiscal year. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba urges world community to invest in Nepal's tourism and infrastructure development. And Ukrainian President Zelensky urges US President Trump to visit Ukraine ahead of deal with Russia. Now the news in detail. Nepali New Year 2082 Bikram Sambat has been marked throughout the country today with great fanfare. Baishakh 1st, the first day of the new year, has been celebrated exchanging greetings among family members, relatives, friends and colleagues. Nepali people living in the diaspora also celebrate New Year as the start of the Nepali New Year. In a message of the best wishes on the auspicious occasion of the New Year 2082 today, President Ramchandra Powdal has appealed to all to come together with enthusiasm for the progress and prosperity of the nation and move forward with a common resolve. More than 200 climbers have taken permit to climb Mount Everest, the world's tallest peak, in the spring season. The Department of Tourism said a total of 214 people, including 38 women and 178 men of 22 mountaineering expeditions, have been granted permission till Thursday. According to Arati Nyopane, director of the department, the climbers are heading towards their destination. Climbers from 31 countries, including Nepal, have taken permits for climbing Sagarmatha this season. The department has so far issued expedition permit for climbing 17 different mountain peaks, including Mount Everest, from March end. According to the latest details, royalty amount of 365.815 million rupees has been deposited in the government account through mountaineering. Foreign investment of 57.97 billion rupees has been approved by the end of Nepali month of Chaitra of the current fiscal year. The Department of Industry has approved foreign investment of 13.31 billion rupees in Chaitra alone. The foreign investment approved is almost double compared to the 9 months of the last fiscal year. Only 30.09 billion rupees had been approved by Chaitra of 2080-81 fiscal year. The department has stated that foreign investment worth about 58 billion rupees has now been approved. The Department of Industries approves foreign investment in two ways. Investments up to 500 million rupees are approved through the automatic route, while others are approved manually. Of the total 53 industries approved, 30 were approved through the automatic route and 23 through the manual route. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba has urged for the promotion of tourism in Nepal, highlighting its vast potential for the country's development and prosperity. Addressing a retreat organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Antu and Kanyam of Ilam for the heads of foreign missions in Nepal and representatives of various international organizations, Dr. Rana praised Nepal's cultural and natural diversity as well as its beauty, greenery, biodiversity and heritage and mountain ranges. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, she urged the world community to invest in tourism and infrastructure development in Nepal, noting that foreign investment could further unlock the country's potential. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged one and all to make the student enrollment campaign of the academic year 2082 Bikram Sambat successful, extending best wishes for the student enrollment campaign that commenced today, Prime Minister said parents and stakeholders have a key role to play in making the campaign a success. Prime Minister Oli stressed the need to make school education inclusive and of quality to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030, as well as to develop all educational institutions as centers of knowledge and excellence, making education a medium to fulfill the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. The Prime Minister expressed the government's commitment to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, by increasing the share of the budget in the education sector and passing the School Education Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat with discussion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. 11 people were injured when a jeep carrying some employees of Tamankhola Rural Municipality met with road accident in Baglung. The accident took place due to brake failure when the jeep was heading towards Baraha Pond from Bongadovan Bazar. Meanwhile, two people have been killed when an excavator met with an accident in Chankeli Rural Municipality 2 in Humla District last night. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Sankar Pokhrel of the District Police Office, the deceased have been identified as 45-year-old Parbal Kami of Chankeli Rural Municipality 2 and the 31-year-old excavator driver Arjun Kami of the same locality. The excavator overturned and fell 100 meters down from Pipalang in Loti of Chankeli Rural Municipality. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has invited Donald Trump to visit his country ahead of any deal with Russia to end the war. The BBC cited Zelensky's statement in an interview as saying, "Before any kind of decisions, any kind of forms of negotiations, come to see people, civilians, warriors, hospitals, churches, children destroyed or dead." The interview was recorded before a Russian missile hit the city of Sumy, killing 34 people and injuring 117 others. Russia said it only strikes military or military-related targets, while Trump said he had been told it was a mistake without specifying who told him. Germany's Chancellor-in-Waiting Friedrich Merz has accused Russia of a war crime. The attack comes as the US, Ukraine's strongest military ally, has been pursuing an end to the war now in its fourth year through negotiation under Trump. Algeria has ordered a dozen French officials to leave the country within 48 hours, increasing diplomatic tension between the two countries. According to Al Jazeera, French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot asserted on Monday that the order is linked to the recent arrest of three Algerian nationals suspected of kidnapping a high-profile critic of the Algerian government in Paris last year. Barrot asked the Algerian authorities to abandon these expulsion measures, saying if they persisted with their decision, France would have no choice but to respond immediately. A diplomatic source told the AFP news agency that the 12 included some members of the French Ministry of the Interior. Last week, French prosecutors indicted three Algerians, including a consular official, on suspicion of involvement in the kidnapping of Amir Boukhors. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi and Madhes provinces along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Koshi and Madhes provinces along with hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. There are also chances of light There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali New Year 2082 Bikram Sambat celebrated across home and abroad with fanfare, exchanging greetings and enjoying delicacies. More than 200 climbers take Mount Everest climbing permits so far for this spring season. Department of Industry approves foreign investment worth about 58 billion rupees for current fiscal year. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba urges world community to invest in Nepal's tourism and infrastructure development. And Ukrainian President Zelensky urges US President Trump to visit Ukraine ahead of deal with Russia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.